Everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we need to make it 1 million given the dire situation that we find ourselves in today. So please share this work far and wide. We have John Richardson with us from the RNC store, and we're going to explain what that is. But if you're concerned about health, and you know, we've been doing a lot of shows on health lately, you really want to pay attention to what we're going to see here, because we have a great deception going on. Big Pharma has captured our medical governing bodies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH. No secret. We've done shows exposing that with Dr. James Thorpe, people like that. So we're going to take a slightly different approach, though. And we're going to tell you today how all of this is affecting you. And John Richardson is with us. He's the president of the Richardson Nutritional Center and Operation World Without Cancer. And I'm going to give you a brief outline here, because I'm kind of in shock of what I'm going to tell you. I mean, this stuns me, and I don't surprise very easily. Cancer vaccines? What? Bird flu vaccines? I kind of could have adapted to that. Big Pharma is ready to get you again. And with the World Health Organization, they've retreated, but they're going to be back. You know who's going to be doing the enforcing of all this. So, John, I hope I laid out the intro accurately where we're going, my friend. I'm glad I could have you back on the show, because it's very timely, given the fact the World Health Organization retreated, they revised some things, and very soon they'll be back to try to, let's say, lock us down.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. It's a plan. We can see it. We don't have to be prognosticators. We don't have to have a crystal ball. We can just watch what happened to us 3 years ago. Watch it played out exactly like they want to play it out again. Wow, there's another election in November. All of a sudden, wow, there's a bird flu that's going around, and gosh, you need to be infected. And they've taken this whole cancer thing, this turbo cancer that admittedly they admit they've destroyed our immune systems with these vaccines for COVID. Whoops. Oh, we destroyed your immune system. I'm so sorry that cancer rates are going through the roof. Hey, let's get you to take a cancer vaccine to prevent cancer. Wow. An mRNA vaccine nonetheless. Yeah. So we're really watching it, just watching history repeat itself, but the time cycles, they think we're dumber and dumber. They really do believe, Dave, that we're idiots. And I think when monkeypox happened 6 months or so ago, I think we kind of proved we didn't fall for it. They want us back indoors with monkeypox. Maybe it was a year ago now. It's time's flied. And now they're hitting with the double barrel. They're going with the bird flu to make sure we're scared there. You know, get vaccinated. That kind of, like you said, that makes sense. But vaccinating for a deficiency disease, and for your audience that they don't know that, well, I'm happy to get into what cancer really is.
Okay.
And to vaccinate for cancer is about as crazy as trying to vaccinate for thirst or vaccinate for scurvy. We know that these are deficiency diseases. So thirst is a deficiency of water, and getting the water in your system is what causes you not to be thirsty. So for those of your audience that don't remember, my dad was a doctor that in the 1970s was a pioneer for treating cancer patients metabolically as a metabolic disease. My dad said it wasn't something you caught. It wasn't something you could be vaccinated against. It wasn't a virus, an infection, even not even a parasite. Even though parasites take over a person almost all the time when they have cancer, cancer is a deficiency disease. And 300 years ago, about 2.4 million people a year were dying of scurvy, which we now know, Dave, is a deficiency of vitamin C. We know that very clearly. So if I came on your show today and said, hey, I've got this new invention, I've got a vaccine against scurvy, you would laugh at me like any other scientist would. But if scurvy was rampant today and vitamin C was found to be a defender, you know, something that got rid of scurvy, the FDA would never be approved, because it would cost millions of dollars to try to prove a vitamin that's naturally occurring that you can get for cheap, and there'd be no profit motive on the other side. So no vitamin has been approved for use for any disease since the 1950s. And I don't think there ever will be another nutritional supplement, echinacea or, you know, wormwood or any of the other, you know, any of the mushroom the nutrients that are now coming out that have great health and B17, all will never be approved for FDA approval under this current system because it's a financially based system that the only thing that's approved is stuff that can be trademarked, patented, and then made, turned into millions of dollars of profit.
I agree. I have a friend, Dan Lyons, who does a nutrition program, and it's his considered opinion after working in this for years. You said cancer is a metabolic disorder, which your dad discovered, and that now we have the explosion of diabetes rates, which is clearly a metabolic disorder. Dan maintains this was done on purpose with improper nutrition. Would you share that opinion?
Oh, 100%. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that the food they're giving us, serving us up at the grocery store is highly processed, highly sugared, highly, they've used gluten. They've replaced wheat in all of our food. We used to eat millet, which had high levels of nutrition, including B17. Now we eat wheat, which has very little nutritional value. It's just a filler. It just was supposed to, during the food lines back in the 20 in 1929, 1930, they came up with wheat as a and added gluten to it to make it stick to our ribs, make us feel full. So yes, the I just was recently at a conference about food, growing food in your own garden, and that they said that a bowl full of spinach that you grow in your garden with good soil is 27 times more nutritional than any spinach you get at the grocery store. So in other words, you got to eat
Why?
27 bowls of spinach from the grocery store to get the same nutrition. So no wonder we're having to take supplements. And that gets into a whole nother subject is trusting the people you get your supplements from. Because if big pharma gets a hold of them, which you've heard about Pfizer buying this company, and Pfizer bought Emergen-C that used to be a great product that people would use. Mothers came up with it for kids that were going to school. They would get their vitamin C. Well, now they turned it into Kool-Aid because that's all they do is down the good ingredients and make it a sugar drink so everybody buys more of it. And that's what happened to that from Pfizer. So yes, I completely agree that our diet is the biggest problem. If we had a good diet, if we could go back to eating organic foods, organic eggs, organically grown meat, and when I use the term organic, not necessarily the certified organic comment that certain states have, because even that is a thing because you're allowed to have a certain amount of poisons in organic food, believe it or not, Dave. The state boards allow you to have a certain amount of pesticides in the organic certification. So usually you have to trust the organic farm. Someone like Mike Adams, I know you know Natural Health, he certifies all his stuff as being pesticide and poison free. So you have to know where you're getting your food from and you're getting your supplements from, and you have to trust the people. And so those certifications are only as good as the people you trust.
Yeah, that you make a really good point because I've heard that some of the organic stores have been infiltrated too, and their products have been diluted down to an unhealthy level, and I'm sure you found that as well. When we take a look at the nutrition being a problem in our country, the people that I talk to, like Dan Lyons and others, many others, they attach intentionality to it, and they said, "I'm not really the guy that looks a lot of conspiracies." But you can't get this much wrong without it being intentional. And I'm sure that you hold that opinion too.
I do. It's a two-pronged approach, in my opinion. Financial, which is where my background came from G. Edward Griffin writing the book Creature from Jekyll Island. I think we probably talked about that. That book was released in 1992 and has sold millions and millions of copies. It's all about the financial system. But if you can't control someone's finances, if you're self-sufficient, you're a farmer, you make your own money, you don't have to depend on the banks and the financial system. They got to control you with your health. And so the powers that be, some people say it's like the 10,000 elite people really want this world for themselves. So they just think of us as slaves that can earn money for them, or they control with our money. So that, although tax system and all that, but then on the other side is our health, because we all know that we're very easy to control if we're not healthy. If you're not feeling good in the morning, Dave, it's very easy to get you to do things you don't want to do. Or you maybe think come up with a solution because your health's not good. So you'll trade all your money, all your wealth, all your riches for your health. So they figured out a long time ago, if they can control our food supply control what we eat, make us live to the ripe old age of about 65. I think that's about when they think we're useless anymore. You know, I'm almost there. I'm 60 this year. So I'm pretty much a useless idiot for them in about 5 years. And so a lot of these things you can look at, including food quality, including this whole COVID thing, where the people that they were going after, the people that they put into the old folks' homes and stuck respirators down their throat, were all over 60, because we're not as useful when we're not working to pay the tax man anymore. You know, we're kind of living off now what we've put away for all these years. We're not as useful to them. And so it's sad to say that I have to put it that bluntly to your audience, but most of your audience probably knows it anyway. But when it's hit right in our face so obviously that what they're doing, they just think we're idiots. And I'm pleased to see that you're waking up your audience, and other audiences are being woken up by people that are saying enough is enough, and we're not going to fall for this garbage again. We're not going to fall for getting vaccinated for the bird flu. We're not going to catch it from pigeons. You know, it would be laughable if you couldn't see them doing this intentionally. And so
yeah,
this whole psyop they're using, yeah, the food is bad, so we get sick. Then you go to the doctors, you have a little pain, and they go, okay, here, take this pharmaceutical. And it's only, you know, $800 a month to take away this pain. And then now you got to need a blood pressure pharmaceutical, so take this one. And, oh, now you have a problem digesting food. Okay, well, take this one. Oh, you have a weight problem. Well, inject yourself with this poisonous pharmaceutical. All the while we're on that treadmill of thinking that our doctors have it right for us. But Dave, you know, there hasn't been not one single disease cured from a pharmaceutical disease. And your audience also knows they don't know anybody that's died of a lack of pharmaceutical drugs. There's no deficiency diseases based on not taking enough Paxil or whatever the newest pharmaceutical thing is. There's no pharmaceutical deficiency diseases. There's plenty of nutritional deficiency diseases. So if they can control our nutrition, they can control us.
Well, who said Zbigniew Brzezinski, the founder, one of the co-founders of the Trilateral Commission, he said, if you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the people. Henry Kissinger said the same thing. And I totally agree with you. But what I, you know, and I'll tell you, I just talked to Dr. James Thorpe, the prominent Dr. James Thorpe. He's validating a lot of what you're saying here. I mean, it's almost like you two just came from a conference together, because we both agree that this is intentional. And this guy is a highly decorated doctor before they fired him because he wouldn't go along with the vaccines. But Dr. Thorpe said they're profiting on our demise. They don't cure anything, just like you said, and they're profiting on our demise by just treating the symptoms. And I so agree with everything you're saying here. And there seems to be a growing upswelling of knowledge about the people that run our government health organizations are controlled by big pharma, and they're not our friend. Why? You know, I'm going to give you one other thing too. I found, John, this, and this is geopolitical, but it fits the psychology of what you're talking about. I've researched the concept of 15-minute cities that they want to herd us into. And I'll tell you, there's one big thing missing. And I'll say it this way. If you and I were to build a building and start a business together, we would have to be ADA compliant, have all these handicap provisions, provisions for the elderly people and so forth, just to get into business and pass the inspections with our building. Well, in the 15-minute cities, listen to this, John, there's nothing for elderly people. Nothing. You can walk anywhere in 15 minutes. Like hell you can if you're on a walker. There's nothing. You're right. They want to get rid of people who are elderly because they're Fabian socialists that believe if you're not as useful putting more into what we're doing than taking out, then we want to get rid of you.
Yeah, well, the elites can live to be 90 or 100. They can live to be decrepit old, you know, some of the names we know, you know, Klaus Schwab and George Soros and these guys, they get injected with, you know, the blood for, I don't want to get off of that tangent, but the blood from young children, you know, they have their organs, you know, replaced if they need them. They can live to be 90, 100 years old and keep destroying our lives. But they pretty much look at us if we're over 65, you know, we're pretty much useful. I mean, not useful idiots, or we're not useful anymore. So yes, that doesn't surprise me at all. I never had heard that. So you've taught me something, Dave, but I can tell you, I'm about as likely to live in a 15-minute city as I am to live in the bathroom the rest of my life. I want to be free. I want to choose where I want to go. I want to eat what I want to eat. And there's hundreds and thousands, if not millions and millions of us in the United States that are not going to accept this garbage anymore. And there's some useful idiots that they've lied to. And, you know, these kids that are educated in these college systems that think, oh, that's going to be good for the environment. If I live in a 15-minute city, they'll be the ones that'll be enslaved. They're the ones that listen to these lies about the vaccines. But, you know, it's clear, Dave, that this is not something new. And something I found this past week that I had never known before. You know, my dad was involved in the nutritional treatment of cancer since the 1970s. He treated over 6,000 patients. He wrote a book called Laetrile Case Histories, The Richardson Cancer Clinic Experience. I'll just show it to your audience because, oddly enough, after being out of print for a year and a half, selling on Amazon for $500, G. Edward Griffin and his great crew finally rescued this from the deep state plan to get rid of it forever, and has re-released it. And we've got these back available. But this is the book that my dad wrote in the 70s, all about patients that he treated that had cancer. Then he used metabolic therapy, nutritional, to bring their immune system back up. And then they went back to the same hospitals and found they didn't have cancer. So it's a fascinating book. It's got the proof that people are asking for. And even now people go, oh, did your dad ever put together case histories of his patients? I go, you mean like this book right here that says case histories? So I've been doing this, you know, I've known about my dad's book, obviously, for 50 years. In 2027, excuse me, it'll be 50 years old, but or 50, yeah, 1977. That was the year that the New York Times came out with 158 negative articles. But Here's what's mind blowing to me is that for a guy like me who's been involved in this industry for 50 or for 30 years, and I've been alive for 59. I just want to read this to you, Dave, and it's kind of shocking.
Sure.
Harold Manner, PhD, former biology professor and chairman of the biology department at Loyola University, dropped a bombshell into the midst of the cancer establishment on September 10th, 1977. Dave. He announced an 89% regression of breast tumors in laboratory mice through enzymes, vitamin A, and Laetrile. Dr. Manner, a courageous pioneer researcher, says cancer is not a medical problem. It is a metabolic problem. Mastectomy may now be a thing of the past. This was written in 1977, and all of his studies on his mice that he did actual documented amazing studies. And then he wrote this book that he says in the bottom, the story of the research involving Laetrile that dropped a bombshell on orthodoxy. And he wrote another book was written after he passed away that was updated a little bit. And basically he was saying then that cancer is not a medical problem. They're not going to discover it in some, you know, surgery or radiation or some drug. It is a metabolic program. And he proved it. And here's the shocking part, Dave, I didn't even know that Dr. Harold Manner existed. And then this week I found out he died by a myocardial infarction 2 months before my dad died. So here's two doctors in the 70s, two of many doctors in the 70s, proving that cancer was a deficiency disease, that metabolic therapy and bringing someone's immune system up could help you wipe out cancer in your lifetime. And these two doctors gave their life for this, and nobody knew about it. How is a son of a doctor who's his contemporary, they mentioned each other in these books. I had never heard of him before this past 30 days. And even that thing I just read to you just now, I just discovered that in the last week. So we're uncovering history, Dave, that they've covered up for 50 years. So don't tell me that there's not other things just like this, other nutritional things that your friends have, or you can have people on this podcast that'll bring you some fantastic mushroom that helps, you know, cure, at least allow your body to prevent autoimmune disease or makes your heart grow better. I know there's a well-known guy that came up with a product that helps hearts. It helps us avoid heart problems, all nutritional, all reasonably priced, all God's healthy given things. And that's the hope I want to give to your audience, not just hope, but conviction that when you get sick, you don't need to, you know, use their big pharma answer or their surgery answer. You don't need to use X-ray radiation to cure a disease that your immune system can fight off if you have everything you need to. And I'm here to prove it to your audience, and I'm here to prove it to the world. That's what my mission is.
Well, you're kind of preaching to the choir with me, because I've interviewed enough dedicated, good men who are professionals in this area who are saying much the same thing as you. You know, your dad was probably one of the lone voices in the wilderness at the time that he was talking about this. You know, we in the contemporary society, we're in pretty good company with some good people. The problem is the World Health Organization, they retreated from their May 27th imposition date on America, but they're in Geneva now wrapping things up, and they're reorganizing to try to get us to go along with it. And I know Biden wants it, but Biden's in an election year, so it can't be too controversial for him. But nonetheless, they're going to be back. And let me share this with you. I want to see if you concur with this. I have seen some reports from biologists that say that the bird flu through gain of function and weaponization is now about 50 to 60% fatal. And I've gotten confirmation from other medical experts like James Thorpe on this. Do you think that they're going to go more deadly to get our attention this time, and that'll give the World Health Organization the excuse to lock us all down and forcibly vaccinate us?
You know, I'm of the belief that that all their fear tactics are to get us to be controlled. So that information that you just gave me, I've heard that, but I'd like to, I'm going to be talking to some of my doctor friends, including Dr. Brian Artist, who's discovered that a lot of what they did with COVID was related, and the COVID vaccine and the fact that they've demonized nicotine. He's got a lot of deep research about how we can protect ourselves from these coming poisons that are all basically based in poison, based in, you know, snake poison or whatever else. So the bird flu to me is just another scare tactic. And I'm not going to, here's the thing. If a disease is 50% deadly, it's going to kill itself out very quickly in a small population. So that's the unfortunate part about a plan that they might have, is if something's that deadly, you can kill a population quickly. And as long as people don't get on planes, that population is going to die off very quickly. So that might be their plan. But I'm skeptical to think they would release something like that into a world that they have to live in, unless they're all planning on going to their underground bunkers and just letting that happen to us. But there's a lot of easier ways. You know, there's nuclear war. This is a five-pronged approach. But I also think some of the people that are on the inside that used to maybe go along with some of the stuff, some of those people are looking at it and they're going, wait a minute, I didn't know I was going to be, you know, killing off my cousins and, you know, trying to kill off my neighbors and everybody. I thought I was, you know, going to get rid of some of the old people and some of the, you know, the black people that I don't really like. And, you know, that's, you know, and I'm sorry, I love black people. I was raised by a black woman. My mother died. So when I say that, a lot of this eugenicists is against black people, and black people go along with the deep state people are doing. They've, you know, my dad said that B17 was a great treatment for sickle cell anemia, but that was another thing they kept hidden from people. So the you know, watching them, the elites, just have their way and say, we're gonna release something that's killing 50% of the people. First, I believe it's a fear tactic to keep us, go inside. That didn't work last time. It's not gonna work this time. The better thing to do is get your immune system into shape as best as you possibly can. Eat good foods, lower the time you cook your foods, drink clean water, breathe clean air, get plenty of exercise, and eat, you know, good food and supplement. So I don't mean to be a naysayer to anybody else that's telling you that these bird flus are going to be deadly. But if they release that, then the people that have the best immune systems are the ones that have the best chance of surviving. And the people have the best information. Like I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, but after hearing Brian Artist tell me for a year what nicotine was all about, that it was found in nightshades, that its highest concentration is in an eggplant. And that's the plant they tell us not to eat when we get diseases that need nicotine. So I'm wearing a nicotine patch right now. And I told Brian, I said, well, do you have your own company to sell nicotine patches? He said, no, I won't mess with it, because they started an entire government organization called the Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearm, ATF, to control nicotine, because they knew how valuable it really was. And it turns out, even though I had to hear this for a year before I believed it, turns out that nicotine is not addictive. it's not doesn't hurt your system. It's all the stuff they add to the nicotine products, like cigarettes and chewing tobacco, that causes it to be addictive. And it actually prevents so many things and actually treats so many COVID-related long-haul type thing, poisoned body diseases. So that's one, Dave, if you can look into. I don't know if you already have, but I actually I could I would be willing to send it. It's not on my website. I don't sell nicotine patches. I don't have anything like that. I just tell the truth when I know it. And Brian has convinced me. I sat through a 3-hour seminar with him, researching and showing all these aha moments. Why do they tell us not to take nicotine when we have diseases that are prevented from nicotine? Well, it's the same thing. They can offer a expensive pharma-related answer to the disease we have and profit from it while they watch us die. Take all our money while they watch us die.
Profiting on our demise. I totally agree with what you're saying. I've just started to hear about the nicotine in its pure form. Now, a lot of people are going to say, and I'm glad you clarified this, well, should we start smoking cigarettes? Everyone know that shortens your life. No, that's where they polluted the product. If it's just pure nicotine, my understanding is it's medicinal.
Yes, and that's what, and I if people want to reach out to me or to our staff at contactrncstore.com, or I can just send it over to you, Dave, and actually you can post it on your thing. Brian Artist does a 3-hour discussion of it. I feel like a fool. It took me a year of him telling me this before I really looked into it. And nicotine is just a naturally occurring substance. It's found in all nightshade vegetables. And nightshades have, like I said, eggplant has the second highest concentration of nicotine found in nature. And naturally grown tobacco doesn't have the poisons that we have to worry about. And again, I'm not a cigarette smoker. I don't recommend people smoke, but people used to chew tobacco leaves naturally healthy and not get these horrible cancers. But when they started adding in the things that made it addictive, and also adding in the things that caused it to be cancer inducing. And again, I'm not a believer that cancer is caused by anything, but if you have something that's constantly ruining your immune system, if you're constantly battling your immune system, your body doesn't have the natural substances it needs to fight it, that can be cancer inducing. It's not cancer causing. But still, I digress. I believe people should look into the natural nicotine, eating nightshade vegetables that are very good for you. I don't have the entire list, but I cheated and took the short way. I take a handful of supplements every morning, including my own. I don't want to die of the C word, and I like the effects of the nicotine. That it's not an addictive thing. And I proven it to myself. I did it for a week, took it off, didn't notice, and put it back on. I mean, I noticed myself feeling better when I had it on, but I feel protected. I feel protected from all these poisons that are out there, including whatever COVID was, whatever the vaccine is, any kind of sloughing, and whatever this bird flu thing is. I can't wait to talk to Brian Artis about that subject when I see him. I'll probably see him this weekend in Detroit at the Reawaken America tour, where I'll be
Oh, you're
speaking.
going to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be
Yeah.
speaking. Are you going to go?
No, I wish I could. I've got other commitments. I've spoken twice at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, and I love the people there. Love going there. I wished I could be there. This is the last one they're having before the election because they don't want to interfere in election planning because so many of the Trump people are involved.
Yeah, that's true. And but I speak right before General Flynn, so I'm in elevated waters. I've got somebody who's given me a Trump challenge coin to give to Mike Flynn as a gift, so I'm looking forward to that. So Mike might know in advance. I'll have to clear it through security. They all know me. I've been going to Clay Clark. I think I've this is probably might be my 15th or 16th one. I respect what Clay's doing. I respect the movement. People go, well, oh, do you only talk about this to Republic or right wing people? No. What I talk about is not a political thing. The political side of it is freedom of choice. And that used to be a liberal thing, Dave. It
I
used to
know.
be liberals said, hey, we should, big government shouldn't tell us what to do. We should be having the right to do, whatever. So my father was kind of a hero of the hippies in the Bay Area, back in the 70s. And now I don't know how it switched, but freedom of choice in what you do, put into your body, what you jab, what you take, what kind of treatments you take for disease you have should be up to the individual with their intelligent, well-educated doctor along for the ride. But it's the system has gotten to where if you go to the hospital, your chance of dying have just escalated. So,
Yeah, exactly. I had very serious RSV strip my lung linings. Now, miracle of God and the help of some good products, I got through it and it wasn't normal medicine. The steroids and the antibiotics weren't working. I was told, you're going to be on oxygen. I'm in better shape now than I've been in 25 years, but I had to work to get back. And you're absolutely right about this. They wanted me to go in the hospital. And I said, no, why not? I said, because I saw what happened with COVID. I said, you're not sticking a ventilator down me. And they were kind of taken back by it. They actually were offended. And I said, look, thank you for your service, but no, I'm not doing that. I'll die at home rather than die in the hospital. But I'm so glad you mentioned that. But it's kind of funny you're speaking for General Flynn. I spoke out in California at Clay Clark's conference, and I was speaking right before General Flynn.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
Oh,
we
that's
got to
funny.
sit
Yeah.
there. We
He's
chatted
a
for
great
about
guy.
20 minutes.
He just came out with the Flynn movie, Truth at All Cost. I respect him. Like everybody, people go, oh, you agree with him on this, or you agree with him on that. I don't agree with anybody on everything that's out. I mean, I don't, there's nobody out there that I agree with. Even Ed Griffin, who's I've known, I'm 59, he's 93, and he'll tell you that we have disagreements about certain things sometimes. That's human nature. You can disagree
Yes.
on things, and you and I might find some things, but in general, I respect someone's opinion. I respect their knowledge base, and there are subjects you could talk about. You could teach me on, Dave, like you did about the 15-minute city. I can't be an expert, nor can you, nor can anybody be an expert on everything. So the gathering does feel like at the Reawaken America tour, it does feel like a lot of people are equally yoked. Like we have a basis of beliefs, and most of it is freedom. Most of these people are. I don't know a single racist that goes to a Clay Clark event, even though that's what they label us with. There's black, brown, Chinese, every race. We all get along. We hang out. We're friends. And it's so, it's not a white, not a rich white man's event by any stretch of the imagination, but that's what they try to paint us as. And that's okay. That's okay. That's kind of been the thing I've dealt with my whole life because I was a member of the John Birch Society when I was a kid. And I was surrounded by black people my whole life when I was young. I didn't even know the difference between white and black until I was in high school, honestly. But they said the John Birch Society was a racist organization, and it wasn't then. It
No.
isn't now. And that's just their go-to card they use. And so, just bringing that up, if your audience thinks, "Oh, that's a bunch of right wingers," no, there's some liberals there. There's some most of the people that are there are just want freedom. They want to be able to do and say and be as they want without being, herded into a slave 15-minute city or jabbed with not a medicine, a thing in a DNA changing drug such as an mRNA vaccine. That's what it is. It's basically medical freedom, and then political freedom is what this event's about. And I hope the following weekend, Dave, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the following weekend, Ed Griffin's holding his next version of Red Pill Expo. And Ed Griffin, to remind your audience, wrote Creature from Jekyll Island. And he also wrote this book in 1972 that he
Yes.
dedicated to my father. He'll be speaking. This will sound crazy. He'll be speaking for the first time ever. And he wanted me to make sure I told everybody that on World Without Cancer at a Red Pill Expo. Now, he's spoken at other events and other things, but Red Pill Expo is primarily waking people up to the matrix of big government and big money. But for the first time ever, he'll be speaking on World Without Cancer at Red Pill Expo. And that's the following weekend, the 16th, 15th and 16th, Father's Day weekend in South Dakota. So me and a couple, we're all going down there to celebrate Ed. He's 93. He's speaking. He's going to be there to sign books. And so if anybody wants to get in on that, you can go to redpillexpo.org. And put RNC store as a code, and you can get a discount. And nothing goes back to me financially. That's not why I do it. Just so I can let people know how we can let people know how they found out about it. So
I think
that's
that's
my little
fantastic.
pitch for Ed because he's 93 and he's amazing. He's and he doesn't and he still eats apricot seeds, still eats B17, and takes regular nutritional supplements. Doesn't go to the hospital if he's sick. He takes care of himself.
Yeah, it is frightening what's happened to medicine. I'm going to tell you about going back to the bird flu for a second. I tend to, and I'm just speaking logically now. I'm a trained researcher, and John, I don't know if I shared that with you. I used to teach graduate students the research strategies on how to do their dissertations. So
Yeah, we
I'm
did.
really familiar with the process. I know medical modeling inside and out. And I have to tell you, modern medicine has abandoned the medical model, totally abandoned it. When you look at what they went through and they called efficacy testing for vaccines, it was non-existent. They wouldn't have got out of my midterm exam in a 101 research class. It was that bad. And it's because of this. I'm sure you know this. You retire from Pfizer and you go to work for the CDC or the FDA. You retire from the government agency and you go to work for Pfizer. It's just this rotating, and it's one hand washes the other, and it's all about profit and control. But I don't think it's just profit. Do you? I tend to believe these are control mechanisms to give power to the elite, and people are being made rich to promote this. Do you agree with that?
I do. I do. At a certain point, money doesn't mean much to the elite anymore, but it does certainly to the mid-level people and the lower-level people. That's what gets them to do the evil things they do, because they're being paid to do it. You watch it happen. So yes, I totally believe it is that back to that medical money trifecta that they use for control. If they can't control you, the other way they do control is by sexual things, and that's why. Unfortunately, a lot of people that have sexual deviance, they've found ways to blackmail them in positions. And so a lot of times it has to do with kids, which is a whole nother subject. I don't know how deep you've gone to that whole
Well,
subject.
listen, I've interviewed the author of the Franklin scandal. That goes back 15 years. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. And
Okay.
listen,
Yeah, so
I live in Arizona. Child trafficking emanates in this country from my home state.
yeah. I live in Arizona part-time as well. I didn't realize that you were from out here. So I see the cactus. I should have realized, but we're both, I see the guy. I love it. So yeah, they use these different controls, but yeah, Arizona is known to have the tunnels and the things like that. We could go a whole show on that. And that is absolutely, I have 11 children, Dave. I combined with my beautiful wife, Christina, who used to be the CEO of American Media Periscope or AMP News. And
Oh,
she,
really? I didn't know that.
yeah,
Wow. Okay.
Christina, her name was Edelkamp, and now she's Christina Richardson. She had five unvaccinated, beautiful children, and I had six unvaccinated, beautiful children. None, they've never had any vaccines either of us. And what a miracle. We found each other at a Clay Clark event in Canton, Ohio, in the back room there. And then I asked her to marry me at a Clay Clark event in Tennessee, so on stage. And I pulled a fast one on Clay. He doesn't usually like people to do that. But John Michael Chambers, who was then the president of AMP News at that time, he allowed me to come on stage with him, and we kind of, and then I surprised Chris. So I this officially being the last Clay Clark event before the election is kind of a completion of a journey for me, and I feel like they've really done a great job. So yeah, so
Yeah.
you and I are both based in Arizona. I live here in the Scottsdale Phoenix area. And have kids in ASU and all around, and then I've spent a lot of time in Northern California because that's where all the apricot seeds are. So 85% of the apricot seeds grown in the United States are grown in California. So we have we go all the way from the farm to the processing plants all the way through. So that's what that's my mission is to they call me sometimes apricot seed guy, but I do want to point this out to you, Dave. I don't know if I had shared this with you before, because you said you talked about research. This video was produced, believe it or not, in 2014, and it blew the whistle on the study at Sloan Kettering in the 1970s that proved that Laetrile stopped the spread of cancer in mice and rats bred to grow cancers. Dr. Sigamora did it 29 times. It was so well proven at Sloan Kettering that they sent he and a German doctor named Hans Nieper, they sent him on tours across the country to talk to people about Laetrile because they thought they were going to be able to trademark it and patent it, change it just enough, they thought, that they could still make this naturally occurring substance found in over 1,200 different foods. They thought they could patent it, trademark it, and make millions off of the treatment. When they discovered they couldn't, they lied about it. They brought in another doctor for $1 million that ran the study one more time. And he covered up, said it was ineffective. And that's what they, when they gathered all the media together in the late 70s, like 1977 or 1978, that's what they announced to the world. And so Laetrile was covered up at Sloan Kettering. We have gotten this, the producer of this who lost money on it because he thought it was going to be a big hit. He put it out on YouTube. It got about 300,000 views and then they censored it completely. You couldn't find it anywhere. So we found the producer. We put it on our website. If you go to rncstore.com/Dave and go to our blog section, or you can go to our book section and you can buy the DVD. But if you go into the description, you can watch it for free. The producers allowed us to put it right on our website. So you can watch it free under either our blog section where we put these podcasts with you. We always put them on our Rumble channel, but you can watch it there or you can watch it under, under the books and DVD section.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. I'm going to tell you a quick anecdote, and I think you'll see the pattern because it illustrates what you've been saying about three or four times now. Nikola Tesla in 1899 sent a current of wireless electricity from Colorado Springs to Capitol Hill area in Denver, not real far from where I grew up. And he lit up the neighborhood. And then Westinghouse and all his little friends, the Rockefellers, says, no, 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 no. It's got to be wires and it's got to be metered so we can make money. And all of Tesla's stuff in that area was suppressed. He had to go to work for the military because he couldn't get a job as a scientist because the big industrialists blackballed him because of this. And then when he died, 1943, the FBI came and stole all his files and they still hold 75,000 documents, it's estimated. Now, the suppression of knowledge to the detriment of the public. This is what I've heard you say three or four times. This is how the elite deal with us. This is what they do.
And it's so obvious to me. And people go, the first thing before COVID, the first thing people would say, no, if this was true, my doctor's a good human. He's a good man. Never hold this back. And I believe that in the overall, yes, most physicians and doctors worked hard to get to where they were to help people, and they're not evil, but garbage in, garbage out. If they don't know about it, there's no way they can tell you about it. And here's the thing, from Dr. Harold Manner to my father to other doctors, every one of them were, you know, attacked. Harold Manner, by the way, he was fired from Loyola University because he discovered a natural treatment, because all these universities are funded by this big pharma money.
That's right.
So if I told you, Dave, that they raised $2 trillion over the last 10 years for the National Cancer Institute and the other cancer organizations, $2 trillion, do you think we're any closer to an answer to cancer in orthodox medicine?
No.
Do you think that any of these studies have brought us any less suffering? The fear that people get when they get cancer is what happens to them when they get the chemotherapy and radiation. Their hair falls out. Their fingernails get sore. Their teeth get loose. They lose their appetite. Their skin gets see-through. This is what happens when you use the orthodox therapy. So if there was a natural, since there is a natural God-given answer that's all about our immune system that would take out a $2 trillion industry, that is why we don't know about these things. And like I said, doctors have lost their licenses. They've lost their lives. And coincidentally, Dr. Harold Manner, this doctor who I didn't know about, even though I've been in this, he died within 2 months of my father in 1988. He had died from a myocardial infarction. My dad died from what resulted from open heart surgery, where they allowed air to get into his blood and he was in a coma and he passed away. October of 1988, and my dad died in December of 1988. And I haven't actually researched all these other doctors that were Laetrile doctors, but I wouldn't be really surprised to find out that a lot of these doctors that were otherwise healthy, my dad was a picture of health, and so was Dr. Manner. His book released after his death said it was completely unexpected. He was still involved in the Manner Clinic in Mexico, and he passed. And so I'm not here to say that they were murdered. But I'm saying it sure is coincidental that two of these leading doctors in the United States, one a PhD and one an MD, both passed within 2 months of each other after having tremendous success and telling the world about Laetril and metabolic therapy as an answer to cancer.
John, but this is serendipitous. This morning on my Rumble channel, I wrote something that will seem outrageous. Actually, I produced something that will seem outrageous. And I said, assassinations in the deep states increasing. Let me just give you a couple examples. Dr. Epstein, a world-renowned psychologist known for his great research. 2016, he started studying the effects that Google has on twisting election results. And he has quantifiable data to show that Trump should have won had it not been for Google's interference. And he's been blackballed everywhere now. But listen to this. He was told by an AG from a state he won't identify. He was speaking to the AG conference on this point, and it was sponsored by Ken Paxton from Texas. And he was told by one of the AGs, this is really impressive, but you have to be worried you're going to die in an accident. A few weeks later, his wife was crushed in a hit-and-run accident. And a few weeks after that, his son was sent out to a data center to fix something for him. And he was broadsided and his car was totaled. The son walked away. So two assassinations from this one guy. And he said in an interview I watched, I can't ever get remarried because I can't expose someone to this danger because of what I do. And this is a highly respected psychologist. Tulsi Gabbard's aunt, she's done a right turn. She's speaking at conservative events now, bringing Democrats with her. Her aunt was stabbed to death last week. I could go on and on with these. The two Boeing whistleblowers, both dying mysterious deaths when exposing the faux pas of mechanical practices with Boeing. When you bring this up about your father and his colleague, you don't need to convince me very much, because the assassinations have always been here for people who are innovators to take people away from the control of the elite. But the assassination rates are increasing today.
Yeah,
you
and
are,
it's and I
you are justified in having your doubts, John.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a little bit of an argument with my family. Not argument. I shouldn't use the right word, that word, but you know, some people in our family say, John, don't suggest that Dad was part of, you know, was murdered, or don't suggest that it was on purpose, you know, because it was during an open heart surgery and they allowed air to get in his blood. Just that I know that the guy that ran the heart lung machine was never heard from again. He might have been fired by Houston Memorial, but he was never heard from again. Couldn't locate him. So it was just strange that was his first time and then his last time. And that is a fact, but it still could have been an accident. I mean, you don't work your whole medical career to get to the point where you can do a surgery and then have it go wrong unless you're mind controlled. But regardless of my dad, you're absolutely right. And we all have to be concerned about it. But Dave, we're in a war and I've chosen sides. I'm on God's side. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'm not going to be a slave. I don't want any of my kids to be a slave. That doesn't mean I'm going to be stupid. That doesn't mean I'm going to be an easy mark. But there's so many more people that have been brave ahead of me. Guys, we've just mentioned here, you, Clay Clark, people that have podcasts. I personally go on podcasts. I don't have my own podcast, but people are saying, John, you need to start, because I have all these case histories, Dave, of all these people right now who are conquering cancer with metabolic, treatments and therapy from their own doctor. But I also warn doctors, don't go out there telling people you cure cancer. Your audience, don't think that John Richardson cures cancer. I don't have any patients. I don't have any medical license. I'm a historian. So I tell people, I'm just giving information. So if I'm just giving information and then allowing people to get the product, that the apricot seeds they need, what am I doing to the deep state? I'm not telling people don't do chemotherapy, radiation, do your own knowledge, but still I am a target and I'm okay with that, because once people have this information in their brain, it can never be taken away. Once people learn this, and brave guys like you who are willing to put me on to tell your audience that we've known the truth for 50 years is what's going to make a change. And so this is one that people might have to hear five or six times, and they might have to hear five or six case histories. Like I could do case histories, letters after letters from my dad's patients. But the one I'm about to tell people about, Dave, and I'm going to be, CJ will reach out to you. I'm documenting so thoroughly because it's so earth-shattering, this information that I didn't know about it. I called Gia Griffin. He hadn't heard this. And I talked to my older brother, who was 10 years older than me and lived through this, and my sister. They didn't know this information. A very famous politician used Laetril and metabolic therapy to rid themselves of cancer and live 20 years past when they got it, but they no, told nobody, covered it up, kept it secret. And to this day, we got an insider that was with this politician that gave us the truth. And I did an hour-long interview with him, and we have all the receipts, all the backup to this. And it really will be, people will drop their jaw thinking what a change the world would have had people known that this person who had stage four terminal cancer, a very famous politician, and wiped it out with metabolic therapy, including Laetril, what a world, different world we would have lived in.
Well, that's really interesting. And what was the time frame of that?
You're gonna pull it out of me. It was the mid 80s, let's say. It was the mid 80s.
Okay. Now, I'm
Yeah.
not going to pry,
I,
but
it's fine. Dave, you'll be one of the first people that finds out. CJ will let you know because,
Okay. Yeah. Because I was going to say, at your discretion, when you're ready to reveal,
and
we'll
the
do
only
another
reason I'm
show.
not doing it, Dave, is not because I want to get it out there as quick as possible, but I just want to make sure that all the I's are dotted, the T's. Because when you tell this kind of story, people are like, oh, that can't be. But when you have the receipts, when you have all the information backing it up and the names and things like that, and it's on, and we have an ex military intelligence officer that told me this information, and uses his real name and his you know, so all these things are adding together that it's going to be quite the story.
No, I appreciate the fact you want to do due diligence. I really do. I
Yeah.
respect that. But when you're ready, we'll do a show on this. We got a
Absolutely.
few minutes left, and you've mentioned a couple things about the RNC store. Talk about what's available there. You've mentioned a couple things. What else?
Yeah, we have a full line of apricot seed and apricot seed products. And to remind your audience, the apricot seed has the highest concentration of amygdalin. It's found in 1,200 different foods. So we have a lot of resources about that, just informational resources. We have documents from my dad's personal library, including this little booklet back here that was written by, oh gosh, a famous writer that wrote the book, he wrote the book None Dare Call a Conspiracy. Anyway,
Oh yeah,
he
Gary
wrote this.
Allen. Yeah.
Gary Allen, thank you. It was a friend of my dad's, and he wrote this little booklet. I didn't see this before 60 days ago. So we have that. We have World Without Cancer. We have Laetril Case Histories. We have this journal, which will be up soon. And everybody that's in your audience can get a discount by using the discount code Dave. They can do rncstore.com/Dave. We also have just the seeds. We have 2 months supply or 5 months supply of apricot seeds for $35. It's our 2 pound bag. And that's how we sell the products that we make it available, but I'm not exclusive. I don't have the only place you can get it. You can find it in other places. And I welcome people anywhere you find, California grown seeds that are pesticide free is great. But we also have it in purified form, and we also have the information. So we do all this to spread the word. I hope, Dave, I can put myself out of business and that this becomes as easily accessible, and the knowledge is just, eating the right foods. And so if you can get it at your local health food store, if you can help us get it at your local health food store, we also have a section how you can partner up with us as a wholesaler or a doctor, so we can get the information to you and get it out to your patients. Just as a not a cure, but just as another nutritional supplement, we want everybody to understand it's just a nutritional supplement found in 1,200 different foods, and we're just making it available to people.
Okay, I'm really good at reading between the lines. And we don't use the word cure, but I think it's very clear you're building on your father's work. I think that's fantastic. And I'm so proud of Clay for having found you. And this is what Clay does, though. Clay has amazing. I go there and I'll be a presenter and I'll be in the audience just enthralled like everybody else because the guests are so good at
Yeah.
Clay Clark's Reawaken events. Which, by the
I've
way,
become.
you can still get there. Just go to Reawaken American Tour, Reawaken America Tour. You can still get there. It's the 7th, the 6th and 7th of June. Is that right?
It's
Tomorrow and the
this
next day?
Friday and Saturday, Friday all day, Saturday all day. And you
Exactly.
can watch a live feeds, and Clay makes the tickets any price, and it's the last one. So if you can make it, get there because you're going to meet some of the most amazing people. I have met some of the most amazing human beings that I know in my life at this event. and I'm bringing like 10 people this time, and one of my best friends is coming for the first time. So, you'll watch in, Dave. You'll get in. I know you wish you could be there. We all have other things got going on, but if you can get there, if you can drive, if you can fly, whatever, I'm talking about your audience, get there. You'll be happy you did.
I think that's just fantastic, and it's really good. I'm so glad you're involved with that. And I'll tell you, that does really enhance your credibility too. When I've appeared with Clay, the attention I get from that is just off the charts. But what you're doing here is so admirable, but it's like a groundswell. And something I want to talk to you about privately. When we get taken off the internet, and that's coming with the World Health Organization, I've got an alternative communication system I know about that's coming up, and it's got major corporates behind it. I'll be sharing that with you privately. Just
Awesome.
shoot me an email with your number, and we'll talk about that. But we're out of time, but I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard that these wonderful things are available. rncstore.com/Dave is where you go to get this. And when John is ready to reveal all in the story he brought up, we'll have him back on. John, thanks so much for coming on. You are truly a delight as a guest.
Thank you so much, Dave. It made me smile when I knew I was coming back on your show, because I think you're a great American as well, and you're doing great work. So thank
Thank you,
you.
sir. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dave.
Bye.